Jeff, you recently had the honor of hosting a living legend on the Blue Plate special. He's a multi-instrumentalist and songwriter who's played with everyone from Bob Dylan to George Harrison to Edie Brickell. And his name is David Bromberg.
You know, I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you.
Yeah, David Bromberg. It was such a pleasure to host this guy here at KRCC. He's an incredible talent, and he came into the studio with his backing band from his latest album, The Blues, The Whole Blues, and Nothing But The Blues. And they played a few songs, and I was able to ask David some questions about his long career and his second life as the co-owner of a violin shop in Delaware.
Let's take a listen to that interview.
I'm Jeff Beery, and with me here in the studio this afternoon, Mr. David Bromberg and band. There's a whole collection of people here. David, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having us. We're happy to be here.
Snowy, cold Colorado day. We appreciate you making the effort. Well, you're a very busy man. You've recorded an amazing, amazing number of albums over the years. And you took a little hiatus, David?
22 years.
Was that because you'd reached your pinnacle, or you were just burnt out on the whole damn thing?
I was completely burnt out. I was on the road for 2 years without being home for 2 weeks. So
not fun. Well,
yeah, it got to me.
Yeah.
And I was too dumb to realize it was burnout. I discovered, you know, I didn't discover I was burnt out. I discovered that when I wasn't on the road, I wasn't writing, I wasn't practicing, I wasn't jamming. There's nothing of a musician there. And I didn't want to be one of these guys who drags himself on the stage and does a bitter imitation of something he used to love.
Right.
So I decided I had to find another way to lead my life. And I found violins to be very interesting as a intellectual pursuit. I was fascinated by how someone could look at a violin and not refer to the label or the ticket inside and tell you when and where and sometimes by whom it was made. I wanted to learn to do that. So I went to violin making school. When I graduated, I started to study violin identification, and that's what I do in my shop.
So you can listen to a violin and give it the make and model and year, so to speak?
Well, no. It has very little to do with listening. It has more to do with looking.
Ah.
Yeah. And, you know, with violins, there are certain factories, but the great ones were made by individuals.
Right.
Thousands and thousands of different individuals. So like music, it's one of these things you'll never reach the bottom of.
So you open up the David Bromberg and Associates Fine Violin Store on the East Coast. Is it still open?
Oh, yeah.
Got a good manager there while you're on the road?
Yeah.
You want to introduce your band real quick and then play a couple tunes for us? You're all set and ready to go here.
Sure, I'll introduce them. Mark, this is Swabic.
Nice to meet you,
sir. Yeah, this is Mark Cosgrove plays guitar. Swabic Zanyashenko plays the bass. Josh Konuski plays the drums, which today is a post office box. And Nate Grower plays fiddle.
So what are you going to play for us? You've got the new album. You're touring in support of that, I take it.
Yeah.
You play everything. Blues, bluegrass, folk, rock.
It'd be a variety of things. The truth is we don't have fixed sets.
You know, oh, really?
We decide before we go on stage what we're going to start with, and then whatever I feel like should come next comes next.
So is that the case right now? Mr. David Bromberg is going to tell you guys what to play and you'll play it, or have you decided to just starts playing it? You got to adapt. All right. Well, go, David.
All right.
One, eyesight.
Two. A one, two, three, go.
Now you can talk about your pretty women, but boy, you ought to see mine. You can talk about pretty women, but first you ought to see mine. Oh, when that woman get to moving, she bring eyesight to the blind. Now her daddy must have been a millionaire. You can tell by the way she walks. Daddy must have been a millionaire. You can tell by the way she walks. When that woman get to moving, the deaf and mute begin to talk. All right, Mark.
Friday evening, we were stretched out across the bed. Dying man next door quit dying, lifted up his head and said, "Ooh, she's good looking. And the whole state knows she's fine. And when that woman gets a moving, she bring eyesight to the blind." Across the bed, the dying man next door quit dying, lifted up his head and said, "Oh yeah, yeah, she's good looking, and the whole state knows she's fine. And when that woman gets to moving, she brings eyesight to the blind." Yes, it does.
Fabulous. You guys sound great. You sound great. David, you have played with an incredible array, or I should say an incredible array of musicians have played with you, including these gents here today. But, you know, I'm looking at the list. Bob Dylan, Jerry Garcia, George Harrison, Jonathan Richman, the Eagles, Los Lobos, just heard Los Lobos. There are two fellows I'd like to ask you about, though. Maybe not as well known. The Reverend
Gary Davis.
Reverend Gary Davis, who you learned some finger picking from, and another fellow who I have a great deal of respect for, Johnny Shines.
Oh, yes.
So what can you tell me about those two guys?
Johnny Shines worked, used to travel in the 30s with Robert Johnson. He was probably the person who spent the most time, single person who spent the most time with Robert Johnson, and they used to perform together. And I was asked to produce an LP of Johnny Shines. This was a long time ago. And I produced him the way I produced myself, which I think must have really aggravated the record company and anybody else who listened to it, because I had him singing with backup singers and horns and keyboards. And he... in two separate interviews before he died, said it was his very favorite recording. And I think the reason is because by putting him with these people, I didn't make him sit on a bale of hay in overalls with a red bandana around his neck, which is what kind of everybody wanted to hear him do. And he didn't particularly like doing that.
Yeah.
And he loved, I mean, he played electric guitar in a lot of this.
An amazing blues musician.
He was, he was broader than people gave him credit for. And he was really happy that he got to show a little of that.
Yeah. And the Reverend Gary, he was a bit of a mentor to you then in your styling?
Reverend Gary Davis was blind. And, one of the greatest guitar players to walk on the planet. He was completely unique. And I had the privilege of taking lessons from him. And in return, I used to lead him to church and gigs and things like that.
Hmm.
Yeah. And he was a panic. He was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd love to hear some more. What would you guys like to do next?
Well,
We could do a Little Hat Jones, since we're talking about musicians who recorded in the 30s. There was a character named Little Hat Jones who did a tune. I got to get my hardware out to do this. We were here trying to have our fun. And the law jumped up and said, nobody run. And I'm long gone from Kentucky. Long gone and got away. Lucky gonna leave so keen to be just like a submarine. You know, my woman poked her head out from under the bed. And she said, please don't let them kill me. I'm nearly half dead. I said, don't worry now, Mama. Won't be here long. Long enough to sing this lonesome song. I'm gonna leave so keen I'll be just like a submarine. All right now. Yeah. Now once I knew a man they called him Austin Jack. He came and put the bloodhounds on my track, but them puppies couldn't catch my scent, you know. They didn't know which way I went, because I left so keen I was just like a submarine. Now yonder come to Santa Fe, you passed me flying. You should have seen me when I reached up and caught the flies. Now there's another long gone from Kentucky. Long gone and got away, lucky gonna leave so keen I was just like a submarine. Well, yeah. I'm gonna sing these words, ain't gonna sing no more. I'm leaving San Antonio, I'm not coming back no more. All right. Yeah.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. David Bromberg Band live here at 91.5 KRCC. David, it looks like there's a smile on your face. It looks like the joy is back. You took the hiatus, and you're enjoying this? The great bunch of guys here? You having fun?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I really like playing with this particular group of guys. I think it's the best ensemble I've had.
Well, I really, it's been an honor to have you guys in here this afternoon. I really appreciate you lugging your equipment through the snow, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you so much.
Let's do our best to try and make it through.
Yeah, we have no choice. We've got to do our best. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
That was Jeff Beery speaking with legendary David Bromberg. Bromberg's latest album is called The Blues, The Whole Blues, and Nothing But The Blues. You're listening to Air Check from 91.5 KRCC. Stay with us.
Oh, my love, while I'm away, don't you know you've got to be strong? Leave those other men alone. Some bright sunny day, I'll be back home to stay. Yield not unto temptation. And let no one lead you astray. So many times you're gonna be lonely. So many times you're gonna be blue. But yield not.